now there are several local athletes, as we mentioned earlier, heading to the Olympics in Beijing. There are also those behind the scenes who are helping up-and-coming athletes reach their Olympic dreams. Our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, takes a look at one of them. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Paul. So many of these folks are working behind the scenes, and one of them comes right here from the Detroit area. For years, Alexandra Patterson-Teehy had her sights set on being an Olympic figure skater, and she started skating at 4. She ultimately placed 4th at the junior level nationally, 11th in women's figure skating, and was on the national team when injuries got the best of her. She became a physical therapist because she says she saw the difference they made in her life. So she took this week off as a PT at Beaumont Hospital to volunteer at the Olympic Training Center in Lake Placid, where she's working with up-and-coming athletes whose sights are set on the Olympics.
So that's bobsled, skeleton, luge, also biathlon. And, you know, they have their resident athletes. They also have various sports that will come into the center for a week, a couple weeks. Training
is critical at this stage for these athletes. Nutrition, training, health, they're all closely monitored. It is a long, complicated, delicate dance.
So they tend to, throughout their, really over the whole 4-year period leading into the Olympics, you know, everything is planned for them to peak at the Olympic Games, but also each season for them to peak at their most important event.
And when there's an injury, it sidelines these athletes' trajectory, and that's when Teehy comes in to help assess and get these athletes back into training safely. Training is grueling 7 days a week, 5 to 6 hours a day.
Right, yeah. I mean, they will have easier days, of course, so that they can recover, but it's definitely a full-time job.
And Paul Teehy says this week has been an inspiration to her personally.
Watching how they train and their dedication, It's great to see. It's very inspiring. And I'm just so honored that I have this opportunity, and I'll try to help them in any way that I can.
Paul, you have to have impeccable credentials to become one of these physical therapists for the Olympic training team.
Oh, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. You got to be the best of the best. I mean, that's what we're talking about in the Olympics.
Yep.
The athletes that are the best of the best. So the crew that keeps the athletes in good shape and good stead and good health have to be the best of the best as well. I'm very impressed with, I think it's John Nayo. Am I saying his name correctly? Do you know, as a fellow journalist, John Nayo?
I don't know
exactly.
He's
been around a long time. He does a nice job in the Detroit News. Anyway, yesterday he did a piece taking a look at this year's Olympians competing in Beijing with ties to the state of Michigan. In a quick glance, there's at least 14 that gives us a reason to watch and to cheer for them as we cheer for the Americans overall. And then today's Detroit News has a big section on the Olympics. Let's see. Olympics are more than going for the gold. Again, John Nayo talking about that. It's a big time. It's an exciting time. Some people call it a, some people have called into question the Olympics overall, but there's also those who say, well, with COVID as bad as it is, nobody can actually go, and it's China with their human rights record, which is horrific, but we still do business with China every day. They're an important cog, so I don't understand the idea. I mean, if you're going to make a statement, to not watching the Olympics isn't a very big statement.
Well, and I think the idea is to have, you know, sports transcend all of those types of things.
Absolutely,
and
should.
Alex was very interesting in talking about the local people that are going over. I talked to her a lot about the skaters. You know, Detroit Skating Club and other clubs used to produce a lot of people that went to the Olympics. And she talked about how when the trainers come and set up shop at some of these training clubs, that's when a lot of these elite athletes will come there. And so it's just very interesting how the process works and how you produce these types of Olympians.
You know what I'd love to hear sometime, a sidebar story, just a thought for you, Marie, because you do such a great job on these, especially series and things like that. And maybe you did this in the past, but you're right. In the past, Detroit was a mecca for figure skaters.
Right.
And I'm just wondering how that happened.
It happened because the trainers, and I don't know their names. These are the people who actually train the individual skaters. Like, remember Tara Lipinski was out of the Detroit Skating Club. So the trainer came here and attracted her to come here to train here. And once those trainers, you know, they move on to other rinks around the country. They move on to other skating facilities around the country. So that's
And the skaters
why,
follow them, I guess.
Yes, that's how it works. The skaters follow the trainers. So that's how it works.
All right. You weren't a part of this story, and you're busy, so I don't know if you heard it, but earlier I lost a story I started to tell. I should have had it in my hand before I started talking about it. That we hear all kinds of bad things about teachers. We don't hear enough of the good things. There are far more good things that teachers are involved with than bad things. So here's a good story. I want to run it by you real quick because I have the rest of the story, as Mr. Harvey used to say. A Florida teacher who discovered most of her students had never seen snow gave them an unusual surprise by having her sister mail the class a snowman. Robin Hughes, a special education teacher at South Shore Academy in Tampa, said she learned that only two of her kindergarten students had ever even seen snow. So she contacted her sister, Amber Estes, who lives in Danville, Kentucky. So I said, I want you to make me a snowman, and I want you to overnight him to me and see if he can make it to the school, because I want these kids in Florida to see snow. The teacher said that she seized the opportunity after a January snowstorm, and her sister built a snowman, and she dubbed the snowman, appropriately, Lucky, in the hopes that the frozen sculpture would make it to Florida. That was the whole key, of course.
Teachers are awesome. Awesome, awesome.
We put the Lucky, the snowman, inside a package, wrapped him up in foil, put ice packs in, sealed him up. There was styrofoam around the box. Off he went down to the local UPS store. South Shore Academy posted a video to Facebook showing the moment Hughes and her class opened the package and found the snowman inside. She was gratified to see the pure joy on her students' faces. And she's continuing with the lesson. She's saving the water from the melted snowman to be a part of another lesson, watering a new plant for Earth Day.
Ah, great. Great
Isn't
job.
Isn't this great? I mean, this is a great teacher. And nobody ever would have heard of her if this story hadn't been picked up and we were happily able to pass it along to. I salute all the teachers who work so hard and do so many good things behind the scenes and get no credit at all. Marie Osborne, WJR Senior News Analyst, thanks for your work as we continue.